It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montu, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here for the Marauders pregame show. Last night, a 9-6 Marauders win. A little bit of a white-knuckle finish as things got hairy in the ninth inning, but the Bradenton bullpen able to hang on for the victory. And so the Marauders open up not only this six-game series, but also the 12-game homestand on a positive note. Last night, some tremendous performances both in the lineup and on the pitching staff. Carlos Jimenez striking out four over 3 2/3 innings as the Marauders starter last night. Nick Domkowski, 3 1/3 hitless innings, retiring 10 of 11 batters faced. He struck out six. And Wilkin Ramos hanging tough in the ninth inning, weathering a little storm with two outs. He was able to get out the inning unscathed and preserve the Marauders' win. And also in the starting lineup, Sung-Chae Cheng, 4-for-5, finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Rodolfo Nolasco with a season-high three hits, each of them four extra bases. That includes his first home run of the season, which came in the fourth inning. And Jacob Gonzalez, of course. No Marauders' efforts so far here in 2022 would be complete without Jacob Gonzalez, with another outstanding performance at the plate. However, it was Cheng who really stole the spotlight last night with his 4-for-5 game at the plate, finishing again just a triple shy of the cycle. As we approach this first day game midweek here in this 2022 season, we will step aside, and when we come back, Sung-Chae Cheng is our pregame. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with shortstop and last night's hero, Sung-Chae Cheng. And Charles Cheng is going to help translate for us today. Sung-Chae, four hits for you last night, a triple shy of the cycle. What was your approach when you stepped into the box each time?
他说昨天就差一支三垒安打就完全打击。那你昨天打击的时候都是用什么样的感觉去打，什么样的心态？我就是设定我自己的位置，然后 只要就是球有在那个地方，我就攻击。然后我其实也没有想那么多结果，就是继续挥棒而已。
He didn't think much about like how his approach is gonna be, but he just really focused on the spot where he wants the ball to be and just attack the ball.
You play really good defense at shortstop, and you have been fascinating to watch this season. How do you prepare, and how do you
condition yourself and stay sharp to play such good defense?
我做得很好，那你都是怎么去做准备的？
我其实接球前每一颗球前我都会告诉自己就是接球，先接到球再传球。我只要听起来像废话，但是就是很简单的去想它，就会比较简单的做。
He just tried to simplify everything and just make sure he catches the ball every time and catches the ball before he can make a really good throw. So make sure he catches it and go.
Visiting today with Marauders shortstop Sung Che Chang. Growing up in Taiwan, Sung Che, was playing professional baseball always your dream?
在台湾长大这样子，那打职业棒球是不是一直以来都是你的梦想？
是的，我从以前就一直想要在大联盟。 可以每天比赛，那是我从以前到现在的梦想。
Since he was at a very young age, playing in the Major League Baseball has always been his dream.
Who did you look up to among professional baseball players when you were young?
小时候，从小时候开始，谁是你的偶像？
我高中的时候很喜欢林斗，但是在我很小很小的时候，因为那时候就只有王建民，然后那时候会常常看到基特跟卡诺。
When he was in high school, Francisco Lindor was his idol. But when even younger, there was Jianming Wang was playing really good in for the Yankees, and there's Cano, and who's the other guy?
Jeter.
All good choices. So this past winter, you played for Team Colombia in the Caribbean Series, and you won the Caribbean Series title. What was that experience like for you?
在休赛季的时候，你有去打东盟吗？然后最后赢得加勒比海大赛冠军，然后这是什么样的一个经验对你来说？就那一个过程，其实一开始都没有想着会冠军。其实我去就只是单纯学习我能学到的东西，然后就是跟着队友一起做。那后来就真的很有机会打到冠军战，然后我们也一样照着练习的感觉去做，然后就打到冠军。
Didn't think they were gonna win the whole thing at the beginning, and he was just there trying to get all the experience, learn everything he can learn during off season. To the end of the season, when they really had a shot to the title, and they just, you know, just go with the flow and just keep playing hard.
A few weeks ago, you had the opportunity to play in a Major League spring training game with the Pirates, and you hit a home run here against the Blue Jays. What did that feel like playing with the big league guys?
说在大联盟春训的时候有机会被叫上来，然后也打全垒打。那跟大联盟的选手一起打球是一个什么样的经验对你来说？我觉得对我来说反而没有什么压力，因为我就是我觉得自己好像没打好是很正常。那我就是尽全力去把它做好。然后也有很多大联盟球员其实都很友善啊，然后也帮助我很多。那我上去就是努力的表现自己，就这样而已。
It feels actually more relaxing than playing for the team right now because, you know, he's a younger guy on the major league roster, so you feel like he's got no pressure. If he didn't do good, that's normal to him. That's normal for him. So he just play hard.
And finally, Sung Che, any personal goals for yourself? That ways in which you want to improve for the rest of this season?
你自己个人的一个目标，在这接下来的这个赛季，你有没有什么样的一个目标？
我很希望有机会可以拿到 MVP 或者是金手套一些殊荣，但是那个对我现在还很远，我还是会把现在当下的事情做好，但是如果能拿到那个我会很开心。
Most valuable player or maybe Gold Glove, but that's like a long-term goal. So right now he's just focused on whatever is in front of him.
Fantastic. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
That was Sung Che Chang in the Marauders pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. Applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Compark is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leecom Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders pregame show continues. Let's meet this afternoon's starting lineups, beginning with visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who sit in fifth place in the West Division. They are tied for fifth place, four games back of first place, and enter today 6-10. Center fielder Desan Brown leads off. Second baseman Adrian Pinto is batting second, playing in just his second single-A game. The DH is Jordan Groshans. He is the number four prospect in the Blue Jays organization. He is followed by first baseman Reiner Nunez batting cleanup. Left fielder Gabriel Martinez bats fifth, with right fielder Adriel Sotolongo batting sixth. Third baseman Damiano Palmigiani will bat seventh, with catcher Jose Ferrer batting eighth. And shortstop Angel Del Rosario bats ninth for the Blue Jays, who send right-hander Jonathan Bernal to the mound. Bernal, a 19-year-old from Mexico in the city of Mazatlan, he'll be celebrating his 20th birthday just over a month from now, and he has had an outstanding start to his season. 11 innings, only 4 runs allowed. He's got that ERA at 3.27. Opponents hitting just .211 against him. He has struck out 16 batters over those 11 innings while walking only 2, and he'll be facing the Marauders for already the second time this season. For the homestanding Marauders, a 9-7 record, Bradenton just one game back of first place. Here's how they'll line up for manager Jonathan Johnston. Shortstop Sungche Cheng, our pregame guest today, 4-for-5 last night, a triple shy of the cycle. He will lead off again today. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez working on a 14-game on-base streak, defending Florida State League Player of the Week for 2 weeks in a row. Gonzalez bats second. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats third. The DH is Alexander Mojica. He bats cleanup. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco slides up to the 5 spot in the order. He went 3-for-4 with a home run last night. Third baseman Juan Jerez bats sixth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry will bat seventh. The second baseman, Mike Jarvis, bats ninth for the Marauders, who sent lefty Luis Peralta out to the hill. Mixed bag of results so far for Peralta this season. He did not allow a run or a hit in either of his first 2 appearances this year. However, he had a rough go of it last week in Daytona Beach. Last Wednesday, 7 runs allowed over 2 1/3 innings. Those 7 runs allowed a career high for Peralta. So he looks to get back on track here in front of the home crowd at Leecom Park here on Education Day. Lots of kids and huge groups in the seating bowl today as we approach this noon first pitch time here at Leecom Park. Beautiful blue skies overhead with some puffy white clouds here and there throughout the sky. It's going to be a warm but beautiful day for baseball here in Bradenton. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, first pitch is coming your way. Beautiful day for a ball game here at Leecom Park. Marauders and the Blue Jays are coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Happy Education Day here at Leacom Park. It is a noon start time today here at Leacom as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. And we look at left-hander Luis Peralta, who makes his warm-up tosses on the hill for Bradenton. 5'11", 170 pounds, southpaw, 21 years of age, from Moca in the Dominican Republic. 5'9", a little bit skewed after his results from last week in a Daytona Beach, but he looks to iron things out here in his fourth turn on the mound this season. Peralta brings some nasty stuff. Fastball that will get up to the mid-90s. Also brings an excellent curveball as well as a changeup into the mix. So Peralta completes his warm-up tosses as we look at a beautiful early afternoon here in Bradenton. And speedy center fielder Dasan Brown leads off for the Blue Jays here today. Dasan Brown, Toronto area native, drafted by his hometown team. Waiting for catcher Wyatt Hendry to get ready. He's into his crouch behind the plate. Peralta gets the signal from his battery mate. Left-hander winds up and deals. Here we go on this Wednesday afternoon. A swing and a miss. Kane's first pitch is a swinging strike. And we're actually underway a minute early, 11:59 p.m. 82 degrees and sunny here in Bradenton. Peralta with the 0-1. There's a swing and a foul right back up this way. And the count quickly 0-2 on the Dunedin leadoff man. We can hear lots of cheering and jubilation in the background here on Education Day. Lots of kids in attendance. Big, big groups all throughout the seating bowl. Here's Peralta's 0-2 pitch. Brown swings and misses strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. One down. Let's set the Marauders' defense today behind Peralta. In the outfield left to right, it's Randy Romero, Jace Bone, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Juan Jerez is at third base. Sungche Chang is playing shortstop. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. Wyatt Hendry catching. Here's Adrian Pinto. He shows bunt, pushes a good one up the first base line. This ball rolls, foul. Good job by Jacob Gonzalez grabbing that one as it rolled onto the foul side of the chalk line. Oh, and one the count. Adrian Pinto, a lot of speed into the equation. We gave you a stat throughout the broadcast last night. 41 stolen bases last year for the Cubs. 41 steals in 49 tries. Also hits for average. Shows good discipline from the right side. Bases empty, one away. Here's Peralta with the 0-1. That breaking ball misses low and in. Marauders in the home whites here at Leacom beneath sunny skies. Blue Jays in the alternate blue jerseys paired with the gray pants. Peralta's 1-1 pitch. Pinto swings and misses. Strike two. Peralta throws both the four-seam fastball and the sinker. Sinker tends to be a little harder. It's the sinker that will be up to 95 miles per hour. Four-seamer sits around 92, 93. 1-2 from the left-hander. Swing and a miss, and down goes Pinto for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs to open the afternoon by Luis Peralta. And it's two gone for the visiting Jays. Jordan Groshans on minor league rehab assignment for the Jays. Batting third is the DH today. Right-handed batter swings at the first pitch, laces it softly into left center field. That's in for a base hit. And a seagull, who is inhabiting the area of the outfield, scatters quickly. A little backpick throw behind Groshans from the second baseman Jarvis. And he's in safely at first base with a two-out hit. Wind blowing in gently from center field. A little different from what we're used to, especially this time of year. First baseman Reiner Nunez, cleanup man today. And a two-run homer late in last night's game. Pitch by Peralta. Nunez takes a breaking ball for a strike. Listen to that stomping in the seats. Here's the pitch. Nunez takes in the dirt. Good block by Hendry. Storm is engulfing the ballpark. Peralta sets the 1-1 pitch. That pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. The atmosphere, the energy, always different in such a fun way here on these early education day start times. Time called in the box by Nunez. He steps out. Here's the set of the chest by Peralta. And the 1-2. Nunez swings and misses strike three. Three strikeouts and a scoreless first for Peralta, who works around the walk. No scoring for the Jays here in the top half. We go to the bottom half. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Fine afternoon here at Lecom Park for afternoon baseball here in Bradenton. Marauders and Blue Jays squaring off for the second game of a six-game set. Sung-Che Cheng, 20-year-old native of Taiwan, will dig into the box again. Right-hander Jonathan Bernal. Right-hander from Mexico winds up and deals his first pitch of the afternoon. Cheng goes after the first one, swings and lifts it to left field, shallow. Martinez jogs in. He sails underneath it and makes the casual catch, one away. Let's meet the Blue Jays' defense this afternoon. In the outfield left to right, it's Gabriel Martinez, Desan Brown, and Adriel Sotolongo. On the infield, third baseman is Damiano Palmigiani, shortstop Angel Del Rosario, second baseman Adrian Pinto, first baseman Reiner Nunez, and the catcher is Jose Ferrer. No score in the game. Here is Jacob Gonzalez. Back-to-back Florida State League Player of the Week each of these past 2 weeks. Pitch to Gonzo is a fastball strike from Bernal. Bernal sits in the low 90s with the fastball. It's a sinker. He's into his motion, the 0-1. Gonzalez swings and bounces it up the middle. This is grabbed on a reach by Del Rosario. Throw to first. In time to get Gonzalez. Man, Nunez with a great reach and stretch to his backhand side. And a ball that looked like it was going to make it through the infield turns into an out. Brilliant play by Angel Del Rosario. That brings up Jace Bowen. Base is empty, two away, no score in the contest. Here's the windup by Bernal, the pitch. Bowen looks at a short breaking ball outside. Quickly, Bernal deals the 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball weakly up the third base line. Palmigiani charges, gloves it, throws on the run to first, not nearly in time. Jace Bowen legs it out for an infield single. And the kid stomping in the seating bowl with joy here at Lecom Park. The metal floors of the seating bowl here at Lecom really lend themselves to some nice natural noisemakers for the crowd. Always a hit here on these education days. That'll bring up Alexander Mojica. Went 0 for 5 last night. Bowen on first base, two outs. No score in the game. Pitch to Mojica. Is taken low. Center fielder Desan Brown shading Mojica slightly to the opposite field. Here's the 1-0. Here's a swing and a bouncer pulled foul down the third baseline. Despite the 0 for 5 last night, Mojica has reached base safely in 11 of his first 13 games this season, sporting a .375 on base percentage. He gets the 1-1, takes high and inside. Ball two from Bernal. Left-hander Luis Peralta in the top of the first, striking out three, working around a two-out single by Jordan Groshans. Bernal sets, 2-1 toss. That one swung on bounce foul, third base side. Homestand is still young. A lot more fun yet to be had here in these couple of weeks here at Lecom Park. Blue Jays in town for six games this week. Next week, the Tampa Tarpons come to town. Yankees single-A club. 2-2 to Mojica. That one swung on bounce to the right side, and it is off the glove of the second baseman, Pinto. He tries to recover, but Mojica is safely at first base without a throw. Pretty tough play for Pinto, moving far to his left and couldn't look it into his glove. Part of the awkwardness there for Pinto is that Jace Bowen was breaking for second on a steal, and looked like Pinto was the man to cover the bag. So he had to suddenly stop on a dime and change directions. Couldn't do so. And Pinto has been charged with an error on the play. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, who had himself a heck of a night last night. 3 for 4, a pair of doubles, and his first home run of the year. Marauders looking to capitalize on an early threat here in the first. Pitch to Nolasco. Breaking ball way outside. Those three hits for Nolasco last night matched his career high. He established that last September 13th, playing in the Florida Complex League. The 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Jonathan Bernal. 19-year-old from Mazatlan, Mexico. Sets. Righty delivers the 1-1. That one is swung on and tapped foul. And, ooh, that got a bite out of the catcher, Jose Ferrer. Might have gotten him right between the legs. That doesn't feel good. Bernal gets a little extra time. Played umpire Christian Arguesa walking a fresh ball out to Bernal on the mound. Oh, yeah. I was watching on MLB TV today. Very clear where Ferrer got that foul tip, and he's still trying to walk that off. Little extra time trying to tough it out. Christian Arguesa asking if he's okay to continue. And Ferrer is determined to do so. He's back into his crouch behind the plate. Give the signals to Bernal, who looks in. He nods and comes set. First and second, two away. Here's the 1-2 to Nolasco. Runners break, a swing and a miss. Strand a pair. We're through one here at Lecom Park. No score. We move to the second next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Move on to the second inning here at Lecom Park. Marauders and the Blue Jays are scoreless. Early afternoon education day today. Left-hander Luis Peralta winds and deals, and his first pitch high and inside almost hits Gabriel Martinez in the shoulder. Both teams getting base runners in their halves of the first inning. Martinez looks at a strike in the outside corner. Luis Peralta, left-hander from the Dominican. Into his windup, fires the 1-1. Martinez lays off low for ball two. Peralta with his 2-1 offering. That is way outside for ball three. Five, six, and seven. Here in the Blue Jays' order for the second inning. Gabriel Martinez, Adriel Sotolongo, Damiano Palmigiani. 3-1 pitch. That's taken wide for ball four. Gabriel Martinez earns the leadoff walk. Now here on Education Day at Lecom Park, kids in attendance getting little worksheets that are baseball-centric and get some educational value out of those. One of our proud partners here at the Marauders from the local community, the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, has a few representatives on hand. Adriel Sotolongo takes a high strike. It's 0-1. Helping lead the kids in activities and supporting the Marauders. And a nice in-between inning scream just during this past hitting break. Here's a step over to first and a pickoff move. Gabriel Martinez dives in safely. Blue Jays with a leadoff man aboard here in the second inning. Martinez leads off first. Gonzalez holds him on. Another pickoff move. Back in a dive again, Martinez. Those are the two moves used during the plate appearance here by Luis Peralta. Of course, with the current rules, can't use a third one unless you get him out. Otherwise, rule the balk. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's up and away. Long, dark brown hair, sort of a full, spilling out from under the black hat. His 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Adriel Sotolongo, a man with plenty of right-handed power. We got a taste of that in the opening series up at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Soto Longo, 3 home runs on the year. The 1-2 pitch. Soto Longo swings and misses strike 3. Got him on the high heater. Stomp for every strikeout. Seems to be the approach today down in the seating bowl from the kids. Damiano Parmigiani is the next man up. No runs, one hit, one error for the Blue Jays. No runs, one hit, no errors by the Marauders. Time called, and Luis Peralta gets a warning of some sort from the umpires. He might have gone to his mouth with the throwing hand, didn't quite see what it was. No automatic ball, though. Parmigiani, right-handed batter, awaits the first pitch. Here it is. He takes a fastball just outside. Very disciplined hitter. Venezuelan-born Parmigiani. Grew up in Surrey, British Columbia, just outside of Vancouver. Grew up a Blue Jays fan. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and misses. Strike one. Peralta resting the black glove against the side of his right thigh. Has the sign, sets chest high. The 1-1 pitch. Taken in the dirt. Great work by Wyatt Hendry as the ball rolls a few feet away. He catches up to it quickly. Gabriel Martinez stays anchored on first base. Wyatt Hendry, San Diego State product. Drafted by the Pirates just last season in the 7th round. Reunited with his San Diego State teammate Mike Jarvis. He's playing second base today. The 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Strike two. See a little bit of that natural uppercut swing that Parmigiani brings to the table. And produces so much power from that right-handed swing. Here's the set. 2-2 pitch is swung on, lifted to right field. Rodolfo Nolasco moving to his left, and in a bit, he makes the one-handed catch. Out number two. Luis Peralta taking care of business so far on the mound for Bradenton. And to this point, a good bounce-back effort. After the mess that he found himself in last Wednesday in Daytona. Gave up a 5-spot in the first inning. Recovered for a scoreless second inning last week. And gave up a pair more in the third. Here's Jose Ferrer, the catcher. First to throw to first base on a pickoff. Peralta giving way to the Marauders' bullpen in that third inning last week. Lasting just 2 1/3. And two runners that were on base when he left were in to score later on. Fastball misses away from Ferrer, ball one. Seating bowl very well filled up. First base and third base sides and right behind home plate. In the upper portions of the bowl. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check, swing by Ferrer, the high fastball, and he couldn't hold up. Strike one. The upper portions of the seating bowl are the much better shaded portions. Those are the more well-populated spots right now. 1-1 pitch. Taken in the dirt. Another good block by Hendry. Luis Peralta splitting last season between the two Florida Complex League teams for the Pirates, Team Black and Team Gold. He's ready. Left-hander's 2-1 delivery, swung out and missed, strike two. Lots of whiffs on that fastball today from Luis Peralta. Came in with 14 strikeouts over 7 1/3 innings this season. 2-2 pitch. Take in, inside strikeouts by Peralta through two scoreless. This game is scoreless as we enter the bottom of the second inning here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. we will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Making our way into the bottom of the second inning, we welcome you back to Leacom Park. Spencer Smith back with you on this early Wednesday afternoon. A sunny one, a warm one, but a comfortable one here at Leacom Park on Education Day. Right-hander Jonathan Bernal completes his warm-up tosses during the inning break. And here we go, 6, 7, and 8 in the Marauders order coming up in this scoreless contest. Third baseman Juan Jerez gets the home club started here in the second. Trying to regain that stroke. He's 0 for his last 9 at the plate. And the pitch to Jerez. Taken inside, ball one. Now that said, Jerez has found his way aboard still. Via walks and hit by pitches over his last 7 games. Next pitch, a breaking ball, drops into the zone for strike one. And with that in mind, Jerez reaching base safely in 6 of his last 7 games. Bernal with the 1-1. This one swung on, socked to right field. Soto Longo back. It's over his head and bounces off the wall. Speeding around first, digging for 2 is Jerez. Throw in from right field to second base is on a hop, and it's too late. Juan Jerez has himself a double. Didn't look like Adriel Soto Longo got a good read off the bat in right field. And he got a little turned around as he chased after the ball. So Juan Jerez back into the hit column. That ends a 3-game hitless spell for him. Man into scoring position for the second time today for Bradenton. That brings up Wyatt Hendry. Bernal deals. Hendry swings and grounds it to short. Jerez is taking third on the play. Shortstop Del Rosario thought about third, but instead fires it to first base in time to retire Hendry, one gone. Well, it gave Jerez the slight advantage there was the fact that the shortstop Del Rosario was playing fairly deep, so even though that ball was hit a little bit in front of him, still had a little bit of extra time to scamper over to third base. One out, a man on third. Here's Randy Romero. And the Blue Jays infield is up on the cut of the grass. Bernal comes set. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Just a bit high to Romero. Two countrymen squaring off here. Jonathan Bernal and Randy Romero both hailing from Mexico. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, pounded into the ground, foul down the third base line, and good hands, Gustavo Amaña. Former infielder, scooping that one up with his two hands. Randy Romero from Mexicali, Mexico. Jonathan Bernal from Mazatlan. Is 1-1 toss. Romero swings and lifts it to shallow left center. This could be trouble. Multiple men are giving chase, and this ball's caught on the run by the shortstop Del Rosario, who quickly returns it to the infield, and there will be no tag up from Juan Jerez. He was standing on third base looking to tag up, but it wasn't deep enough. And you really have to tip your cap to Angel Del Rosario, not only making the play, flagging that ball down, but also turning around quickly and getting that ball to the infield. That brings up Mike Jarvis, looking to bring in the first run of the game. With a runner on third, here's the set by Bernal. And the pitch. Jarvis takes a breaking ball away, ball one. A correction, that was the second baseman, Adrian Pinto, who made that play. For Dunedin. Great range and awareness shown by Pinto on that play. Here's the 1-0 to Jarvis. Breaking ball, this time over the plate for a strike. Blue Jays, no runs, one hit. Marauders, no runs, two hits. Trying to put a run in that run column there as Jerez inches off third base. The 1-1 pitch. There's a swing and a soft liner to right field. Sotolongo coming in. He dives and he is able to make a tumbling catch. And no, they're saying he trapped it. Base umpire Connor McKenna is making the safe call, signaling that Sotolongo trapped it. And the Blue Jays can't believe it. So it's an RBI single for Mike Jarvis. Let's take a look at the replay here. And indeed, okay, yeah, he must have trapped it after all. Manager Donnie Murphy out of the dugout for Dunedin. And he's having a chit-chat with Connor McKenna out on the bases, right next to the mound. And the conversation fairly brief. Murphy seems relatively pleased. And seeing that play in slow-mo, it does indeed appear that McKenna made the right call. So it is an RBI single for Mike Jarvis. 1-0 Marauders lead here in the second. That brings up last night's hero, Sung Che Chang. First pitch, low and inside. Curveball over his shoe tops. Chang, our pregame guest this afternoon, talked about his very simplified approach to the plate. He gets the 1-0, swings in, lifts it down the left field line. This ball slices out of play. And Chang just said that he really doesn't have any specific objectives in mind to the plate. Just wants to see the ball and hit it hard. He did that four times last night, finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Had a fourth inning home run out to right field included in that. 1-1 pitch. Chang lays off low. Almost a late steal off first base and a snap throw to first by the catcher Ferrer. Not in time. Mike Jarvis almost getting caught in no man's land. Sun was briefly ducking behind the clouds. Now it's peeking back out, shining brightly on the field. As the 2-1 pitch comes to Chang, he swings and bounces it softly to first. That's grabbed by the first baseman Nunez. The flip to Bernal covering the bag is in time. Inning over, but Mike Jarvis with an RBI single makes it 1-0 Bradenton after two. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, it's Club Today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here at Lecon Park in Bradenton, a 1-0 Marauders lead thanks to an RBI single in the second by Mike Jarvis. So we head to the third. Left-hander Luis Peralta back to work on the hill. His windup in the pitch to Angel Del Rosario. Low and inside, ball one. A single and a walk allowed by Peralta, who has been otherwise sharp. He has struck out five over his first two innings. His 1-0 pitch, Del Rosario shows bunt, pulls back in time. And takes it outside for ball two. Del Rosario, a lot of speed. Here's the windup and the 2-0. That Fastball right down the middle, a strike. Hendry gives the sign. The 2-1 offering is taken for a high strike, two. 2-2 on needed. Marauders one, Blue Jays nothing. The 2-2 pitch, way outside. Good snag by Hendry, throwing his glove up to his backhand side. Top of the order will follow. Dasan Brown, Adrian Pinto. Next two men due up. 3-2 pitch from Peralta. Swing and a pop-up behind home plate. Hendry turns around and looks at it, but it falls out of play. Pitch number 7 will come next from Peralta. Here on this sunny afternoon here at Lecom Park. Peralta deals. There's a swing and a liner foul. Out of play down the right field line. Good battle by Angel Del Rosario. Next pitch will be number 8. He winds and deals. 3-2 is taken. Inside corner, strike 3. Luis Peralta paints the black, and there's strikeout number 6 of the game. One shy of his career high, which he established just 2 weeks ago. Struck out 7 Lakeland Flying Tigers batters. 2 weeks ago here at Lecom. Here's Dasan Brown. First pitch is low. That was a magnificent 4 scoreless and hitless innings that day from Del Rosario. His 1-0 swung on, lifted to right center field, fairly deep. Nolasco, the right fielder, running back, still back. He's at the wall. It bounces off the wall. Center fielder Bowen grabs the carom and chucks it in towards second base, but it's a stand-up double for Dasan Brown. Rolfo Nolasco doing all he could to catch up to it, but out of his reach. And so the Blue Jays have good speed on second base. Dasan Brown represents the tying run. There's a gigantic slinky being unfurled on the first base side of the seating bowl. Here's the pitch to Adrian Pinto. He takes a look at one wide for ball one. Nice little neon multicolored slinky, bright pink and orange and yellow. Here's the 1-0. Pinto swings and misses. Well, again, we have representatives from Bradenton's own Bishop Museum of Science and Nature here. I believe there's some sort of lesson being taught there in a nice, fun, hands-on way. Here's the 1-1 offering. Breaking ball drops too low. Not a bad spot for it, but the count moves to 2-1 on Pinto. The top of the third inning. Dasan Brown on second base represents the tying run for Dunedin. The 2-1. Swinging a liner out of play. Shot foul down the right field line. Long look in by Luis Peralta, who gets the sign from Wyatt Hendry. Still trying to find the one he wants, and now he has it. He sets. The 2-2 delivery is swung on and missed for strike 3. He got him to chase upstairs. And that's the 7th strikeout of the afternoon for Peralta, matching his career high. Good job elevating that fastball above the zone, getting Pinto to chase. Normally a very disciplined hitter. Brings up Jordan Groshans. First round pick of 2018 by the Blue Jays out of Magnolia High School in suburban Houston, Texas. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. Jordan Groshans was in the lineup last night. He's on his 5th game in rehab for the Blue Jays, working his way back from a strained oblique that he suffered in spring training. Spent last year at AA New Hampshire. The 1-0. Groshans swings and pops it up behind home plate. Hendry gives it a look, but watches as it falls out of play. An RBI single by Mike Jarvis in the bottom of the second, the early difference maker of this game. Second baseman Jarvis playing close to the bag here with speedy Dasan Brown leading off. Jarvis exits as the pitch comes. A swing and a miss for strike 2. 1-2 on Jordan Groshans. Marty the Marauder in the house now. Marauder's mascot greeting fans and Bishop Museum representatives over on the first base side near the Marauder's dugout. Peralta with the 1-2 pitch. Groshans takes in the dirt. This gets away from Wyatt Hendry and rolls over toward the Bradenton dugout. Hendry picks it up and up to third base. So now that tying run waiting 90 feet away for the Jays. Luis Peralta has been filthy, though, and he is one strike away from getting out of this inning with the Marauders' lead still intact. Groshans, right-handed batter, digs back in, resting the bat on his right shoulder. Peralta nods to the signal and sets. The 2-2 pitch, Groshans swings and lifts it to shallow right. Nolasco charging in, reaches out and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Another zero here in the third for Peralta. He has seven strikeouts, and the Marauders take their 1-0 lead to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 1, Blue Jays nothing. Jacob Gonzalez leads off for the home team here at Leacon Park in the bottom of the third inning. Beautiful afternoon here in Bradenton for Education Day. Jacob Gonzalez grounded to short in his first at bat today. Wind up in the pitch by Jonathan Bernal. Swung on, grounded up the middle. That is a base hit into left center field. Jacob Gonzalez with a 15-game on base streak. Jacob Gonzalez came into this game batting .471 in his first 14 games this season, and he just keeps on hitting. Outstanding effort by the shortstop Angel Del Rosario, laying out, fully stretching to his glove side. Couldn't quite make the play. Here's Jace Bowen. First pitch. Jace takes a breaking ball on the inside corner, a strike. Leadoff man aboard here in the inning for Bradenton, trying to take full advantage and extend that one-run lead. The 0-1, breaking ball again. This one a bit too high. Jonathan Bernal, a quick worker. Here's his 1-1. Fastball check swing by Bowen. Didn't go around, and the pitch misses for ball two. Bowen tied with Jacob Gonzalez for the team lead with four home runs. One behind him in the RBI column. The 2-1, breaking ball again. This pitch catches the upper part of the zone for a called strike two. Jace not a big fan of it. Bernal checks over his left shoulder at Gonzalez on first. A small lead. 2-2. Swung on and popped way up into the sky, right side of the infield. The second baseman, Pinto, waves his arms and he wants it. And shallow on the outfield grass, he makes the catch. One gone. Well, wherever you may be listening from, whether it's afternoon or morning, we thank you for making us a part of your Wednesday. Hope it's bright and sunny where you are as well. 1-0 Marauders lead thanks to a Mike Jarvis RBI single in the second inning. Game two of a six-game set. The Marauders 9-7 on the season, just one game out of first place in the West Division. Here's Alexander Mojica. First pitch, taking low, ball one. The Blue Jays 6-10 to begin the season. Tied for fifth place in the West. They are four games back of first place. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles leading the division. Here's the 1-0 to Mojica. That one swung on and belted down the left field line. This ball is foul. Massacred that ball, and there's no question if it was far enough. Just could he keep it fair? The answer, of course, is no. So he pulls it foul, and the count 1-1. Here's the set, and the pitch to Mojica. Up and away for ball two. Juan Jerez, the man sparking the Marauders' offensive productivity in the bottom of the second. Lined a double to the right field wall. And he was the man that came in to score on the Jarvis single. 2-1 offering. Breaking ball swung on. Fouled back. Mojica, his first time up, reached on a fielding error by the second baseman Pinto. Was not able to come around to score. A look in. Now the set by Bernal. Slide step, 2-2 pitches, cut on and missed for strike three. Got Mojica to chase the breaking ball. It's been a good curveball today from Bernal, who now earns his second strikeout of the afternoon. Rodolfo Nolasco, who was the first strikeout victim. Bernal will stand in the box. Marauders 1, Blue Jays nothing. Jacob Gonzalez on first base after a leadoff single. There are now two outs. Bernal comes home with it, and Nolasco takes low. Well, we got some clarification during the past inning break on what that slinky demonstration was. Giant slinky, one kid standing on each end holding it. It's part of a lesson on high and low frequency waves. Pitches low for ball two. Handful of representatives from the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, located in downtown Bradenton, right near the Manatee River. Just a few blocks north of this ballpark. Here's the 2-0 offering. Nolasco takes a curveball outside, and it's ball three. Marty the on that first base side of the seating bowl. Long line of kids waiting. 3-0 pitch. Taken inside. Nolasco earns the 4-pitch walk. So here is Juan Jerez for his second at bat. Rodolfo Nolasco drawing the 2-out walk. Jacob Gonzalez on second base now. Juan Jerez, the 20-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Looks to drive a run home. The pitch, a breaking ball swung on, grounded to the hole at short. Fielded by Del Rosario, the shortstop. He bobbles it, and he can't make a play. Had a long way to go to get that ball, and even if he had fielded it cleanly, would have been doubtful that he would have been able to make a play anywhere. So again, good range and a good effort by Del Rosario, but the Marauders fill the bases. Well, anyhow, it looks like Del Rosario will be charged with an error on the play. Wyatt Hendry, the man in the box, with the bases loaded for the Marauders, who lead 1-0. Bernal delivers. Hendry looks at a curveball for strike one. Hendry ground out to short his first time up. Marauders with ducks on the pond trying to open this game up. The 0-1 pitch from the righty, breaking ball swung on and popped up right side the infield. The first baseman, Nunez, crosses over into foul territory and makes the two-handed catch, and the Marauders leave him full here in the third inning. We head to the fourth, Bradenton 1, Dunedin nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva. Kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Score remains Marauders 1, Blue Jays nothing. We head into the fourth inning here on Education Day at Leacom Park. Spencer Smith back with you for game two of the six-game set. Reiner Nunez stands in and takes a big rip and misses the first pitch fastball from Luis Peralta. Peralta working on a 7-strikeout performance. That matches his career high set just 2 weeks ago. Now Nunez extends his right arm, calls time. Quickly gets resituated in the box. Peralta fires the 0-1, a swing and a foul tip off the mitt of Hendry. Pretty simple scoring line for you today. Right field in the second. That has produced the game's only run so far. Peralta with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is number 8 on the afternoon. A new career high in strikeouts for Luis Peralta. This guy is racking him up by the bunches. As we get another look at that Peralta strikeout. Another fastball in the inner part of the plate. Here's Gabriel Martinez. First pitch taking. It is a high strike. 0-1 the count. Automated balls and strikes are being utilized today. Here's the 0-1. That's taken low. No wind to speak of. Flags atop the batter's eye in center field, almost motionless. Here's the 1-1. That pitch swung on, popped up, first base side. Gonzalez charging over toward the dugout. Does he have room? Oh, not quite. Got a little alligator armed right near the head of the dugout as he goes near the far end of it and can't make the catch. Don't believe there will be an error charged to Gonzalez on the play. See, had to reach just a little bit over the railing of the dugout to make that catch. So the count moves to 1-2 on Gabriel Martinez. The bases are empty with one out. Bradenton 1, Dunedin nothing. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the windup, and Peralta with the 1-2. Check swing of the fastball high. Martinez able to hold up. Martinez drew a walk in his last plate appearance. Here he gets the 2-2 pitch from the lefty. It is swung on and missed for strike three. 9 strikeouts today by Luis Peralta. A Another fastball up in the zone. Another whiff. Here's Adrioso to Longo. A strikeout victim also today. First pitch, right-hand batter takes a backdoor breaker for strike one. Here comes the windup and the 0-1. Soto Longo takes a fastball high. 9 strikeouts by Peralta today. Second most by a Marauder this season. Justin Mice last week in Daytona put up 10. 1-1. This is outside. Peralta in a groove on the mound. Here's his 2-1 pitch. He gets a swing and a miss for strike two. Really hasn't mattered the location on the Peralta fastball. He's getting swings and misses everywhere. Here he comes. The 2-2 to Soto Longo is upstairs for ball three. Peralta going into a bit of a pirouette move after releasing that pitch, not liking the result. Marty the Marauder on top of the dugout. Here comes Peralta with a 3-2 pitch to Soto Longo. Swing and a foul back. He got a piece. Hardy walking along that first base dugout, ready to entertain between innings. Here comes Peralta with another 3-2. It is a check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Oh, the Marauders were ready to leave the field, thinking they had strike three. Instead, it was ball four. And Adriel Soto Longo gets the free pass with two outs. Base umpire Connor McKenna had a good view of it from down the first base line, saying no go on the check swing. We look at the replay at, awfully close. Here's Damiano Parmigiani, the first pitch. He takes in the dirt, a ball, good block by Hendry. A lot of kids moving around down the seating bowl now here on Education Day. Many of them picking up their meals from out on the Fan Plaza. Peralta sets, and it is 1-0 toss. Parmigiani takes high, ball two. This is one of the more disciplined hitters in this Blue Jays lineup. Parmigiani with stunning regularity works deep counts, fouls off two strike pitches. Peralta with a 2-0 pitch. That rides high, and it's ball three. Parmigiani with a fly out to right field, his first trip today. 3-0 pitch to him here. Is too high for ball four. That's back-to-back walks with two outs allowed by Peralta. And right as that pitch came in, Marauders' bullpen started to shuffle around. And between plate appearances, Jacob Goldfarb, Marauders' other catcher, jogging his way down toward that bullpen. Looks like he's going to help get somebody loose. Timeout called. And here's the pitching coach, Yorman Bizardo, out for a mound visit on a slow walk. He's going to try and buy that bullpen some time to get ready. Well, if you're just joining us here at Lecom Park, Marauders lead 1-0. Things getting a little slim and a bit close, though. Marauders with just that narrow 1-0 lead. Now having to deal with runners on first and second base after Luis Peralta had been in a tremendous groove on the hill. Now lost his touch, albeit momentarily. As we look down, the right-hander warming up in the Marauders' bullpen. That appears to be Dante Mendoza. And it is. Luis Peralta has struck out 9 through his 3 2/3 scoreless innings. His 9 strikeouts, surpassing his previous career high of 7, which he set just 2 weeks ago. Mound meeting over. Dante Mendoza getting a few extra warm-up tosses in the meantime. Jose Ferrer, the batter for the Blue Jays. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run on first base for Dunedin here in the fourth. Peralta set to the chest. He deals to Ferrer, who takes a curveball low, ball one. That's six straight pitches missing the zone from Luis Peralta. Lefty sets. Delivers the 1-0. This ball taken outside for ball two. The inning starting to trend in the wrong direction for Luis Peralta and the Marauders. Lefty sets. The 2-0 toss. Fastball swung at and missed for strike one. Aggressive approach by Ferrer, sitting dead right on the fastball, and he got it, but couldn't connect. Adriel Soto Longo on second base, representing the tying run. Damiano Pomigiani on first represents the go-ahead run for Dunedin. The 2-1. That's taken outside for ball three, 3-1. Marauders hanging tightly to a 1-0 lead here in the fourth inning. Peralta trying to battle his way out. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's swung on and missed for strike two. Peralta trying to make it through this fourth inning himself. He's sitting at 75 pitches as we play here in the fourth inning. The 3-2 runners go. It is swung on and fouled away in the air off to the right. Peralta has gone to a full count on three consecutive batters now, and I would imagine that provided the Mendoza is ready and loose enough, and this may possibly be Peralta's last batter. Left-hander looks in, has the sign, and comes set. And a spin move towards second base. Neither middle infielder playing close to the bag. And it looks Soto Longo back. Big 3-2 pitch coming. The set. Runners, it is taken inside for ball four. That loads the bases on three straight two-out walks. And the Marauders are in a whole world of trouble here in the fourth inning. Time called. And here's Jonathan Johnson out of the dugout. That's going to be all for Luis Peralta. The inability to finish off innings for Marauders starters continues to plague the pitching staff this year. And Peralta will leave with the bases loaded in a one-run game. We'll step aside. Dante Mendoza coming in for the pen. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Right-hander Dante Mendoza is on to pitch for the Marauders. He inherits a bases-loaded two-out situation. Spencer Smith with you here at Lecon Park on Education Day with the kids chanting Marty. On the first base side, he's dancing and performing for the kids here on Education Day. Dante Mendoza, one of the reliable arms out of the bullpen for Jonathan Johnston to begin the season. Over his first four appearances, spanning 8 2/3 innings, Mendoza with a 1.04 ERA. Four walks and 13 strikeouts. He is holding opponents to a 138 average. So Johnston going to the bullpen after suddenly left-hander Luis Peralta lost command of his pitches. He finishes with 9 strikeouts, but walking 3 straight batters with 2 outs here in the 4th inning. So that earns him a trip to the showers. And now it's righty on righty, Angel Del Rosario, the batter. Mendoza sets. He deals. Del Rosario takes outside for Mendoza for ball one. Del Rosario worked a tough at bat last time up, an 8-pitch strikeout. Tall righty Mendoza sets the 1-0 delivery. That's way outside for ball two. Mendoza has stranded 3 of 5 inherited base runners so far this season. The 2-0 toss. Fastball is in the zone for a strike. Del Rosario going bailing out of the box. Thinking it was coming in tighter than it did. Marauders need Mendoza to strand 3 here in the 4th inning to keep that lead intact. The 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Hendry. A great job. But the count moves to 3-1 on Angel Del Rosario. Walks continue to be a problem for the Marauders pitching staff. 72 walks in their 16 games. That's third most in the Florida State League. Mendoza comes set, trying to battle back. 3-1 pitch to Del Rosario is outside, ball 4. That walks home the tying run. Angel Del Rosario, a disciplined plate appearance. And it's 4 consecutive walks, all of this coming with 2 outs. So now the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Mendoza fires, and the first pitch swung on, popped up. Shallow down the right field line. First baseman Gonzalez into foul ground. He is near the screen, and he can't make the catch as the ball falls to the ground. Looks like Gonzalez was battling the sun. He does have the shades on. Still may be learning a little bit exactly how much space he's working with down that line. Did his best trying to gauge it. It looked like that ball tipped right off the end of his mitt. So it's new life at the plate for Desan Brown. Marauders not getting out of the inning just yet. Bases loaded walk has tied the score at 1. Here's the delivery by Mendoza. 0-1, a nice breaking ball for strike 2. Mendoza, originally drafted by Cleveland, 12th round in 2017 out of Torrance High School in California. Count 0-2 here on Brown. The pitch is a breaking ball again. Strike 3 called, and the inning is over. So the Blue Jays tie it, but they can't take the lead, and the bases are left loaded here in the 4th inning. 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the 4th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. the Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Righty-righty matchup opens up the bottom of the fourth inning here at Lee-Com Park. Score tied at one. First pitch to Randy Romero is a fastball strike from right-hander Jonathan Bernal. Two natives of Mexico. Bernal. Wind up and the 0-1. Bunt shown by Romero. Breaking ball taken inside. He pulled the bunt back in time. Bernal hailing from Mazatlan. A little deeper down into Mexico. Romero hailing from Mexicali along the California border. Next pitch is at the knees and on the outside corner for strike two. Bernal, the 1-2 pitch. Romero swings in, bounces it to third. He's going to be a tough out. Palmigiani fields it, throws on the run to first in time. Nice off-balance play by Palmigiani. He had the speedy Randy Romero on his way to first. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis, who is still responsible for the Marauders' only run today. Lined a soft RBI single to right field in the second that scored Juan Herrera. Here's the windup here, the pitch by Bernal. Jarvis checks his swing at a curveball low and outside. Could not hold up. That's strike one. Here's the motion, the 0-1 toss. Jarvis swings and chops it foul. The final line, by the way, for Marauders starter Luis Peralta. 3 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. Walked 4 and struck out 9. That's a new career high. The 4 walks also matches career high. Here's Jarvis with a swing and a bouncing ball. Foul halfway up the third baseline. And he will see another one. Jarvis beginning his professional career last summer in the Florida Complex League. Played well. Got himself a couple of games up at High A Greensboro to finish the season. 6th-round pick by the Pirates just last year out of San Diego State. The 0-2 swung on and lined to right center field. The right fielder Soto Longo has it go far out of his reach, and it bounces to the wall. Jarvis on his horse. He's around second. He wants 3. Relay throw from right center field will not come to third base. It's a triple for Mike Jarvis. Mike Jarvis in at third base with his second triple of the season. And Bradenton has the go-ahead run perched on third. And here is a terrific guy to try and bring home that go-ahead run. Sung Chae Chang will step into the box. Marauders, meanwhile, have a lefty getting loose. Jake Sweeney is tossing in that right field bullpen. Infield up here for Dunedin. With the runner on third, one gone. Pitch to Chang, swinging a line drive right to the first baseman, Nunez. He grabs it going into a deep squat. Tough luck for the Marauders as Chang lines out for the second out of the inning. Chang didn't even have time to drop the bat and leave the batter's box before that ball is caught. For Jacob Gonzalez, another reliable bat near the top of the Marauders' order, trying to bring home that go-ahead run here in the fourth, scored tied at one. Jonathan Bernal looks in for the signal and sets away from his chest. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. He takes just outside, ball one. Education Day here at Lee-Com Park. Loud and energetic and supportive crowd of kids here in Bradenton. Marauders trying to retake the lead. The 1-0 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball low and outside, ball two. Mike Jarvis staying on the balls of his feet as he leads off third base. In anticipation of a possible wild pitch. Looking to score that go-ahead run. The 2-0 offering. Gonzalez takes outside again. Ball three. Bernal trying to pitch to Gonzalez very carefully here. Chase Bowen on deck for Bradenton. count is 3-0 on Jacob Gonzalez. Bernal delivers, and the pitch is low for ball four. Looks like he gave him the old unintentional, intentional walk. Blue Jays are going to take their chances here with Jace Bowen. Go-ahead run on third, and Jacob Gonzalez now on first base after the walk. Infield single for Jace in the first inning. He popped out to the second baseman in the third inning. Catcher Jose Ferrer had a quick visit to the mound with Jonathan Bernal. Plate umpire Christian Arguesa reminding the press box. That's one mound visit used for Dunedin. Marauders trying to capitalize on a two-out threat here in the seventh. First and third. Jace Bowen takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Mike Jarvis at third base with a triple to right field. His team leading second three-bagger of the season. Here's the 1-0 to Bowen. He takes a knee-high strike on the outside corner. Jace Bowen with runners in scoring position this season, hitting .353. 1-1. Breaking ball outside for ball two. Alexander Mojica on deck. Mike Jarvis at third for the Marauders. Jacob Gonzalez on first base. Score tied at one. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a bouncing ball to third. Backhanded by Palmigiani. Jump throw to first off balance. And Nunez, the first baseman, can't make the pick. Bowen safe at first. Go-ahead run scores, and the Marauders are back in the lead. They'll take it. Another look at it. Damiano Palmigiani moving to his backhand side nicely. Jump throw to first on a little bit of a short hop, and Nunez, the first baseman, doing the splits, trying to receive it, but he couldn't look it into the glove. Time called. Pitching coach Drew Hayes is out for a mound visit. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays' bullpen starting to get active. They have a left-hander throwing. This game remains tight, close, and entertaining. Marauders took a 1-0 lead in the second inning as we see a man getting loose in the bullpen for Dunedin. That's left-hander Wilgenis Alvarado. Bottom of the second inning, Mike Jarvis, an RBI single. Dunedin tied the score in the top of the fourth. On a bases loaded walk, the Marauders jumping right back in front here in the bottom of the fourth. As Jace Bowen reaches on what has been ruled an infield single. So Jacob Gonzalez on second base, Jace Bowen on first. A run home, Marauders back in the lead 2-1. Here's Alexander Mojica. Bernal fires, Mojica swings and dribbles it foul. RBI number 14 on the season for Jace Bowen. That puts him right back into a tie with Jacob Gonzalez for the club lead. The 0-1 to Mojica. He swings at a breaking ball and lifts it to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Palmigiani trying to make the play, and he gives way to the shortstop Del Rosario, who makes the catch. The inning is over. Marauders retake the lead, though, on the RBI infield single. 2-1 as we move to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Jake Sweeney is on the pitch, the fifth inning for the Marauders here at Leacon Park. Bradenton 2, Dunedin 1. Sweeney's first pitch to Adrian Pinto. Bunted down the first baseline. It's a good one. Sweeney races to pick it up. Flips to first. It's not in time. Adrian Pinto drops down a perfect bunt right along the first baseline. And he beats it out for an infield single. Back and forth, tight affair this afternoon. Runs coming at a premium. And so with good speed on the base paths, Jordan Groshans will step into the box. Here's the first pitch. Groshans takes low and inside. There goes Pinto for second as the ball squirts out of the glove of the catcher, Hendry. And so Pinto onto second base on the Sweeney wild pitch. Dante Mendoza finished after just a third of an inning. He's the man that Jonathan Johnston goes to for just the final out of the fourth inning. Sweeney checks second. And the towering lefty deals the 1-0. That is low and inside for ball two. Jake Sweeney, been a solid member of the bullpen here early in the season for the Marauders. He's ready the belt and delivers. 2-0 is cut on a miss for strike one. Sweeney with an ERA of 5.14, although those numbers are somewhat skewed. Allowed two runs over just two-thirds of an inning in his last appearance in Daytona. The 2-1 pitch to Groshans, a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Should be playable for Romero. He comes running in. Shortstop Chang out. Chang makes the call in the two-handed grab. Will throw behind the runner Pinto. He's back in safely. So Jordan Groshans pops out to deep short. And Reiner Nunez is the next man up. Nunez set down on strikes. His first two trips to the dish this afternoon. Sweeney looks at second base. Pinto leads off. There he goes for third. The pitch is high. Throw to third by Hendry. It's in time to get Pinto. What a throw by Wyatt Hendry. A frozen rope down to third and the tag from Jerez in time to catch Pinto stealing. Now the bases are empty with two outs. Tag going right on top of that blue helmet of Pinto. Potters climb out of danger for now as the pitch comes to Nunez, a swing and a foul back. That was a man who had a tremendous success rate in the stolen base category in the Dominican Summer League last year for the Rockies organization. 41 of 49 in steals was Adrian Pinto. Pitch, Nunez swings and lines it to third, past the diving Jerez into left field for a base hit. Nice effort by Jerez, diving to his glove side. Nunez able to collect his first hit of the afternoon. That brings up Gabriel Martinez. A lot of the kids in the seating bowl now. As pitch misses high and outside for ball one on Martinez. Some of them appear to be leaving. Making their way around the ballpark, up around the boardwalk from beyond right field. Down the steps, past right center field, down to their buses. Pitch to Martinez, taken high and tight for ball two. Jake Sweeney in his seven total innings of work entering this game. Four walks, six strikeouts, opponents batting .222. The 2-0, Martinez swings and hits a number in front of home plate, but picked up, foul by Hendry. And the bat goes rolling out onto the grass in front of home plate, Hendry almost tripping on it. Gabriel Martinez, a little bit of a 10 to 15 foot squibber along that first baseline. Hendry pounced on it in time. Would have been in plenty of time to throw to first for the out. Martinez digs back in. Count is 2-1 on him. Sweeney, 6 foot, 7 inch tall southpaw, sets and delivers the 2-1. That's taken in tight. No check that. Strike two called on the inside corner. Very slightly delayed call by Christian Arguesa. Marauders lead 2-1 here in the fifth. Sweeney fires the fields in on the backhand. Foul. Juan doing a good job playing it all the way until it was ruled foul. He was ready to make that throw. Blue Jays, 1 run, 4 hits. Marauders, 2 runs, 7 hits. Sweeney sets. Nunez leads off first, the 2-2 again. Up and away for ball three, the count full. Reiner Nunez on first base. Not a big threat to run, but he will be in motion with a count 3-2, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. There it goes, Nunez, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. The inning is over. It's a donut on the scoreboard here in the fifth by Jake Sweeney. 2-1, Bradenton leads Dunedin as we move to the bottom of the fifth here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
Smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Partly cloudy skies on this warm afternoon at Lecom Park. It's a 2-1 Marauders lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. Rodolfo Nolasco gets the Marauders going here in the fifth inning. Right-hander Jonathan Bernal still on the mound. Today's Blue Jays starter. First pitch to Nolasco, misses down. Jonathan Bernal, largely a pitch-to-contact guy today. Only 2 strikeouts through 4 innings as Nolasco skies one down the left field line. But pulls this one foul. Put a big charge into it. He waited just a split second longer. He would have had home runs in back-to-back games. 1-1 pitch. Nolasco takes in the dirt. For the Marauders today, 1 run in the second, 1 run in the fourth. Blue Jays getting their lone run in the top of the fourth inning. The 2-1 pitch from Bernal. Taken low and outside. 3-1 on the Marauders slugging right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco. Baseball America tabbing him as the Pirates' number 21 prospect. 3-1 pitch. Nolasco swings and sends a soft liner into right field. Sotolongo won't be able to get to it in time. He plays on a couple of bounces. Rodolfo Nolasco has a leadoff opposite field single. Nolasco punching that ball into right. He's hit safely in back-to-back games now. Juan Jerez is the next man up. He has doubled and reached on an error this afternoon. Bradenton trying to stretch its 2-1 lead here in the fifth inning. Pitch to Jerez. Big breaking ball left high. One group of kids here on Education Day has already left the ballpark. There's still plenty left, though. RNG in the seating bowl, the 1-0 pitch. Jerez swings and bounces it to third. Palmigiani takes it, throws a second for one, and the drop transfer by the second baseman, Pinto. So the Blue Jays get only the lead runner on the play. That erases Nolasco on the 5-4 putout. Connor McKenna, the base umpire, emphatically pumping his fist in the air multiple times, just emphasizing the fact that Pinto only dropped that ball on the transfer, that they did indeed get that out on the lead runner. One out, a man on first. Here's Wyatt Hendry. Pitch, breaking ball over for strike one. Wilhenis Alvarado throwing again in the Blue Jays' bullpen. Here's a pickoff throw fired over the first base. Jerez dives in safely. He has one steal on the year. Bernal gets the signal from Ferrer. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Hendry chased it. Jerez with a healthy lead off first base. Nunez holds him on. Now the 0-2 pitch to Hendry. Fastball swung on line to the center field. Desan Brown coming on, and he makes the catch. His hat falling off. He throws it at first. But back in plenty of time, Juan Jerez. Desan Brown, an extraordinary athlete roaming center field for Dunedin. We've seen him make some brilliant plays between this season and last season. I'll spend some time last year with Dunedin. Hendry lines out to center field. He's 0-3. Randy Romero up at the plate now. He's also looking for his first hit of the day. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1. We're in the fifth inning. Pitch to Romero. There's the breaker for strike one. Kids getting into another rhythmic chant down the seating bowl. Building a nice atmosphere here at Lecom. The 0-1 pitch grounded to third. A fair ball down the left field line. Jerez around second. He's digging for three. This ball gets nestled up in the left field corner. Jerez is being waved around third, and he is in to score standing up. It's an RBI double by Randy Romero. Marauders stretch their lead to 3-1 here in the fifth inning. Now plate umpire Christian Arguesa is pointing to the helmet of Juan Jerez, which somehow is way into foul territory down the third base line. And I think that as Jerez lost his helmet rounding third, I think he kicked it accidentally behind him. So an RBI double for Randy Romero makes it a two-run Marauders lead. And here comes Mike Jarvis, who already has an RBI to his credit today. His RBI single back in the second inning brought home the game's first run. Here's a delivery by Bernal. Swinging a line drive into right center field. This ball falling quickly and a diving catch in right field. Sotolongo tumbling and making the grab. And the inning is over, but the Marauders get a run on the Randy Romero double. Bradenton leading it 3-1 as we head to the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Nikon.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Move into the sixth inning at Leacon Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to the broadcast booth. It's a 3-1 Marauders lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. And left-hander Jake Sweeney back to work in relief. He winds and deals to Adriel Soto-Longo, who lays off a pitch high, ball one. Marauders getting one run each in the second, fourth, and fifth innings. Blue Jays getting their lone run in the fourth inning. Sweeney with a 1-0. Soto-Longo swings and foul, tips it into Hendry's mitt. Adriel Soto-Longo, big power from the right side. Right fielder batting sixth in the order for Dunedin today. Gets the 1-1, takes outside, ball two. Blue skies overhead with streaks of clouds, white clouds scattered throughout. 2-1 pitch on its way. Soto-Longo swings and misses. Education Day here at Leacon Park today, a noon first pitch on this Wednesday matinee. Marauders taking the first game of the series last night, final score of 9-6. Sweeney the windup in the 2-2 toss. That's taken high, and the count moves full last time up. Sweeney looks in for the sign. Now into a simplified motion, 3-2 pitch is swung on and popped up over the left side of the infield. Third baseman Jerez charging in, catcher Hendry is off with a mask and a collision in front of home plate, but Wyatt Hendry hangs on and makes the catch. Hendry to his feet quickly, Juan Jerez is sitting down in front of home plate and looking perhaps briefly shaken up. He's up on his feet now. And Hendry and Jerez... They appear to be smiling to each other a little bit, but a lot of shaking of the head. I wonder if they're saying to each other, hey, did you hear me call it? They're probably saying, no, never heard you. So glad to see everybody's okay. Wasn't quite a full head-on collision, but certainly could have been a lot messier. Hendry handles the pop-out. One away, Damiano Parmigiani, the next batter for the Blue Jays. Pitch number one, taken outside. Here in the sixth inning, the Marauders lead the Blue Jays 3-1. Jake Sweeney out there for his second full inning of relief work. The 1-0 pitch up and away for ball two. Sweeney pitched a scoreless fifth, working around a leadoff bunt single. Adrian Pinto caught stealing later that inning. Also worked around a one-out single. 2-0 pitch taken outside 3-0. Bases are empty with one out for Dunedin. Here's the windup. Left-hander's 3-0 toss. Fastball just high, ball four. Walks still remain a problem for Bradenton's pitching staff. Four walks issued today by starter Luis Peralta, one by Dante Mendoza. And that is the first today by Jake Sweeney. So with that being said, Jose Ferrer is the new batter for the Blue Jays. He takes the first pitch low, ball one. That being said, four consecutive games now, Bradenton's pitching staff has allowed at least six broadcasts coming into this game. 73 walks allowed by Marauders pitching, third most in the Florida State League. Pickoff throw to first. Rather casual one by Sweeney, just checking in on Palmigiani, who does not have a steal this season. Sweeney sets at the belt. 1-0 pitch to Ferrer. Takes a little high and outside, ball two. Here is the set, his 2-0 offering, and this is high for ball three. Nobody up and moving in the Marauders bullpen right now. A lot of those relievers ducking for shade on the far end of the bullpen. 3-0 pitch coming, and that misses high for ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out, issued by Jake Sweeney. Every time the Marauders have taken a lead today, Marauders pitching continues to find itself in jams. Timeout called. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo slowly on a walk out to the mound for a visit. And there does not appear to be anybody scrambling to get loose in the Marauders bullpen yet. For those who may be recently joining us, here's how we've arrived at this 3-1 Bradenton lead. Bottom of the second inning, Juan Jerez led off with a double. He later scored on a Mike Jarvis single to right field. Dunedin time to score in the top of the fourth inning. Three straight two-out walks allowed by starter Luis Peralta. And then Dante Mendoza came on in relief. He then walked Angel Del Rosario, forcing home the tying run before getting an inning-ending strikeout, leaving the bases full. Bottom of the fourth inning, Marauders retook the lead. Infield single by Jace Bowen to the left side of the infield. That made it 2-1 Bradenton. Marauders got another run moments ago in the bottom of the fifth. That coming on a Randy Romero RBI double down the left field line. So 3-1 Braden run, four hits for the Blue Jays. Back to action now is Jake Sweeney. Cradles the baseball in his left hand. Mound visit over. First and second, one away for the Blue Jays. Angel Del Rosario, the batter. Pitch by the left-hander. Del Rosario looks at a fastball strike up in the zone. Hendry gives the signal. Left-hander sets. Runner dancing off second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good changeup. And Del Rosario out in front of it. Kids stomping up a storm in the Seating Bowl here on Education Day. The count 0-2 on Del Rosario. Here's the pitch from Sweeney. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Nice moving fastball from Jake Sweeney. Gets Del Rosario to chase for a big second out here in the sixth inning. Another look at that swinging strikeout. Oh, some filthy movement. Some arm side run on that fastball. Man. First and second, two outs for Dasan Brown. The right-handed batter waits. The first pitch from Sweeney. Brown thought about swinging. Takes a look at strike one on a fastball. Tying run on first base here for Dunedin. Blue Jays have two men aboard. Sweeney's 0-1. Taken in the dirt. Another good block by Hendry. Doing great work back there today. Long look in. Pitcher and catcher come to a consensus. The 1-1 pitch from the southpaw. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Appeared to be the right selection. Now Jake Sweeney and the Marauders once jam. Seven walks issued by Bradenton pitching today. That's been their downfall, but Marauders still retaining the two-run lead here in the sixth inning. Sweeney checks second. He delivers the 1-2 pitch. It is taken for strike three on the inner half, and the inning is over. Sweeney strands a pair. We head to the bottom of the sixth here in Bradenton. Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Daily Pirate Ship race on the video board here at Leecom Park. The gold ship is the winner today. Well, we continue on here on Education Day at Leecom Park, a special noon start time this afternoon. This game moves into the bottom of the sixth inning, the Marauders leading the Blue Jays 3-1. And for the first time today, the Blue Jays dip into their bullpen. Left-hander Wilgenis Alvarado will take over on the bump. Right-hander Jonathan Bernal is finished after five innings of work. Final line on Bernal today. Five innings, three runs allowed on nine hits. Walked two, struck out two. And he's the losing pitcher in this one as we welcome you back in for the bottom of the sixth inning. Top third of the order for the Marauders, Sung Jae Chang will get the home club started. Chang 0-3 out of the leadoff spot in the order. So it'll be a lefty-on-lefty battle to begin the bottom of the sixth. Alvarado into his windup and the first pitch. Chang takes a breaking ball for strike one. Alvarado coming in with a 6.35 ERA, rather. Into his windup, and the 0-1 toss. Cheng shows bunt, tries to drag it, but misses. That's strike two. Alvarado, 6'1", 160 pounds, 21-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela. Takes a breaking ball, almost caught the inside corner. Rule the ball. Marauders trying to extend this two-run lead. The 1-2 pitch. Chang takes low and outside for ball two. And a nice pregame chat with Sung Jae Chang. He was our guest on the pregame show. Special thanks to Charles Chang with help with translation during that interview. Chang, a lot of fun to watch this season. His first in a Marauders uniform. Next pitch inside for ball three, the count full. Chang thoroughly enjoying and really producing well here in the 2022 season. 3-2 pitch. Chang swings and misses. Strike three. Wilgenis Alvarado gets the strikeout to open up the inning. The hits have been coming in bunches off this left-hander for the Blue Jays. 5 2/3 innings stretched out across four appearances. He's allowed nine hits. Opponents hitting a cumulative 346 off him. Jacob Gonzalez in the box, 1-for-2 with a walk today. Alvarado winds and deals. Gonzalez looks at strike one. He's already extended that on-base streak to 15 consecutive games with his third-inning single and fourth-inning walk. The 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez swings and grounds it hard to short. Right there for it is Del Rosario. He throws to first in time for out number two. Thank you. That'll bring up Jace Bowen, who, after going hitless last night, is 2-for-3 today. Bases empty with two gone. Bradenton leading 3-1 here in the sixth inning. Pitch to Bowen way outside from the lefty. To the off-speed. Some crafty stuff from Wilhenis Alvarado, who, as you might predict, has had a lot more success against left-handed hitters than he has against righties. Righty batters hitting 364 against him. 1-1 pitch. That is low. Ball two. Didn't miss by much. Left-handed batters, meanwhile, hitting just 250 against Alvarado. Left-hander working quickly. Here's his 2-1. Bowen swings and misses. Looked like a lot of movement on that fastball as Bowen chased low and outside. Jace hitting 214 on the year. Four home runs, tied for the team lead. Now the 2-2 offering. Bowen swings and sends this one deep to right field. Soto Longo back. He is toward the warning track looking up. This one is gone! Jace Bowen with a solo homer to the opposite field. And it's the Marauders 4, the Blue Jays 1. Bowen kisses his fingers and points skyward as he crosses home plate. With his team-leading 5th home run of the season, that moves him into a tie for the Florida State League lead. That brings up Alexander Mojica. Jace Bowen today, a season-high 3 hits. First pitch to Mojica. Backdoor breaking ball upstairs. Left-hander Alvarado deals. That pitch is nearly on the outside corner, but outside for ball two. Here's the motion. And the 2-0 toss. Mojica swings and bounces it to short. Del Rosario charges, gloves it, has time to work with, and zips the throw to first in time. Inning over, but a Jace Bowen solo blast makes it a 4-1 Marauders lead after 6 innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Our way to the seventh inning at Lecon Park in Bradenton. Marauders 4, Blue Jays 1. As we wait for the grounds crew to clear the field. Lecon Park grounds crew, as always, making the infield all pretty between innings. And we're ready to go here in the seventh. Left-hander Jake Sweeney faces Adrian Pinto, who is not showing bunt this time. He takes low on the first offering for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you today from Lecon Park. 2-3-4 in the order for the Blue Jays coming up here in the seventh inning. Here's the windup and the 1-0 toss. Pinto takes up and away for ball two. Lots of loud, enthusiastic, and supportive kids in attendance here on Education Day at Leacom Park. The 2-0 offering. Pinto swings and lifts it to center field straight away. Jace Bowen back a couple of steps. Now back in as the breeze takes a hold of it. And he secures it with a two-handed catch. One gone. Jace Bowen put the Marauders on the board for the third straight inning. Last half inning, bottom of the sixth. A solo blast out on the boardwalk in right field. Team leading fifth home run of the season. That puts him in a tie for the league lead. Here's Jordan Groshans. First pitch on the inside corner. A strike from Sweeney. Jordan Groshans rehabbing his way back from a strained oblique that he suffered in spring training. The 0-1 is swung on a missed strike two. Told you earlier that Groshans spent last season at AA at New Hampshire. Rated by Baseball America as the Blue Jays' number four prospect. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Sweeney gets him on the fastball. Good stuff from Jake Sweeney as Jordan Groshans is set down quickly. And it's two gone for the Blue Jays here in the seventh inning. First pitch to Reiner Nunez. Dusts him off a little bit. Comes far inside. Nobody on base for the Blue Jays as Sweeney goes from the full windup. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. There's that moving fastball again from the tall lefty. Here's the windup again. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. Sweeney ahead of the count on another batter. It's 1-2. Bright and sunny skies here in Bradenton. Second game of a six-game series here at Leacom Park between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. Bradenton leading 4-1 in the top of the seventh. 1-2 from Sweeney, way upstairs. Andrew went leaping out of his crouch to snag that ball. Reiner Nunez with the blue and white number 37 in that familiar Blue Jays number font on the back of the blue jersey. 2-2 pitch. Taken low, ball three. Sweeney nods to the signal from Hendry. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on and grounded up the middle. That's out of the reach of Sung Che Chang and rolls into left center for a hit. Reiner Nunez stops at first with a two-out single. That's his second hit of the game. Here's Gabriel Martinez. Jake Sweeney dealing with a two-out base runner. He delivers Martinez. Should note that every single batter in the Blue Jays' order today is right-handed. In fact, they have only one left-handed hitter on their whole roster. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Great block by Hendry, knocking it down. No advance off first base by Reiner Nunez. And the lone left-handed hitter that is on the Blue Jays roster right now was just added to the roster about an hour prior to game time. Here's the toss. That one is a little too high, ball two. Outfielder Roque Salinas signed with the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent this spring. 2-1 pitch, misses outside, ball three, 3-1. So he's here for the Blue Jays, but not in the lineup. He is the only left-handed hitter on the Blue Jays roster at the moment. Sweeney falls behind 3-1. Trying to fight his way back in this at-bat. The delivery, 3-1 is swung on and lifted high in the air, deep to left center field. Romero running after it. Jace Bowen also giving chase. Bowen closes in on it and makes the catch shy of the track. And the inning is over. Nothing doing for the Blue Jays here in the seventh. Time to stretch here at Leacom. Marauders lead 4-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakers to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
An increasingly breezy, sunny afternoon here in Bradenton. Spencer Smith with you at Lecom Park as the Marauders have a 4-1 lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning. And for the Marauders, it'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the order. That man right there, Rodolfo Nolasco, will be the one to lead things off. Left-hander Wilhenis Alvarado is back for a second inning of work out of the pen. And as the catcher, Jose Ferrer, throws down to second base, Nolasco approaches home plate for his fourth plate appearance of the afternoon. Rodolfo Nolasco, 1-for-2, a walk in the third, a single in the fifth inning. Righty batter steps out for a moment. Wilhenis Alvarado, left-hander from Venezuela, enters his windup, and the pitch to Nolasco. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to third. A fair ball. Palmigiani backhands it. Jump throw to first is in time to get Nolasco. Wow! What a play by Damiano Palmigiani. He didn't put a lot of oomph on the throw, but he really didn't need to as he still got it there in time. Beating Nolasco by a thread. Brilliant play by Damiano Palmigiani at the hot corner in this series. First pitch to Juan Jerez. Comes too far inside and hits him. Juan Jerez a little slow out of the batter's box, and he flips the bat aside, now into a jog down to first base. Marauders have a one-out base runner. Wyatt Hendry will dig in next. With that hit-by-pitch, the trend continues. The Marauders have not been retired in order in any single inning this afternoon. They've had at least one base runner every single inning. Pitch to Wyatt Hendry, misses outside. Some right-handed action in the Bradenton pen. Here's the set. And the 1-0 to Hendry. He takes low, a ball. Carlos Lomeli is a right-hander loosening for the Marauders. 2-0 pitch. Hendry swings and chops it foul, third base side. Wyatt Hendry still looking for his first base hit of the game. 0-for-3, ground out to short, a pop out to the first baseman, and a hard line out to the center fielder. Jerez gains his lead off first base. The 2-1, Hendry swings, pops it up, shallow down the right field line. Right fielder Sotolongo charging in, and this ball out of his reach. And he almost goes tumbling into the crowd. If it weren't for the net, almost went tumbling into that first row of dark green seats. Momentum carrying him into the sidewall. Count 2-2 on Wyatt Hendry. Marauders catcher waits in the batter's box. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded to first. Knocked down on the backhand by Nunez. He picks it up, throws to second. Wild, and it pulls the second baseman, the shortstop rather, off the bag. And clanks off the glove of Del Rosario. Everybody's safe. little bit of a rushed throw from Nunez as he tried to get the out on the lead runner. So first and second still. And that will be an error charged to Nunez, his second of the season. Second of the game for Dunedin. Two aboard, one away for Randy Romero. Here's the pitch. Romero swings and grounds one right side. That's off the glove of the first baseman. Nunez rolls to the second baseman. He makes the recovery, goes to the shortstop Del Rosario for the force play on Hendry. And Randy Romero on safely at first base. Kind of a funky play there. A low line drive off the bat of Randy Romero. White Hendry waited an extra second to make sure it wasn't caught. He didn't want to get doubled off. The Blue Jays get it out on the play anyway, so it's men on the corners with two outs. That's 3-4-6 on the fielder's choice putout. Here's Mike Jarvis with men on the corners. The pitch. Jarvis takes low. This gets away from Ferrer. He keeps it close, though. But Randy Romero had himself plenty of time to hustle up to second base. Romero brings that blazing speed. Juan Jerez staying put on third base. Give Randy Romero an inch, he'll take you a mile on the base paths. Now second and third and two away. Mike Jarvis 2-for-3. A single and a triple. The 1-0 offering. Jarvis swings and punches it on the ground to the second baseman. Pinto right there fourth. Sidearm toss to first in time. Inning over, the Marauders strand a pair in scoring position. We are through seven. The Marauders still lead 4-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here comes Carlos Lomeli onto the mound for the Marauders for the eighth inning. Bradenton 4, Dunedin 1 here at Lecom Park. Game 2 of a six-game set. Carlos Lomeli, California native, Orange County, just outside Los Angeles. He faces Adriel Sotolongo to open up the eighth inning. His first pitch misses low to the powerful Sotolongo for ball one. Blue Jays today, one run, five hits, two errors. The Marauders, four runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Here's the 1-0 toss, way upstairs, ball two. Lomelli, 6'2", 195 pounds, turned 23 just last month. He was the Pirates' 17th round pick last year out of St. Mary's College in California. The 2-0 delivery, that is just inside for ball three, 3-0. Jake Sweeney, Rodgers' left-hander, finished after three scoreless innings of relief. He strikes out four. Here's a 3-0 offering, fastball right down the middle for a strike. Lomelli bringing in a 2.25 ERA. 3-1 pitch is upstairs to Sotolongo for ball four. So the walks continue to pile up for Bradenton pitching. That is the eighth of the afternoon, matching a season high. Damiano Palmigiani, speaking of walks, he's drawn two today. He's the next man up. Righty on righty, long-haired Lomelli is set and dealed. Fastball in there for a strike. Infield swung around slightly to the pull side against the right-handed batter. Here's the 0-1 offering. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Palmigiani took a vicious cut after it and missed. Palmigiani shows the high blue socks as he digs into the batter's box. He waits. Here's Lomelli with the 0-2. Swinging a line drive out to center field. Bowen charging in. Makes the chest-high catch. A good, quick read by and drive out of the air. One away here in the eighth inning for the Blue Jays. Well, the Marauders trying to close in on a second straight win as they're back in the friendly confines of Lecom Park. Marauders 9-7 on the season. Just one game out of first place in the West Division. Here's Jose Ferrer. First pitch, a swing and a ground ball. Base hit through the hole on the left side. Adriel Sotolongo up to second base. Jose Ferrer with his first hit of the afternoon. Angel Del Rosario will step up next. Group of kids here on Education Day out by the Marauders bullpen on the boardwalk, and it's like one of them just got a little souvenir baseball flipped up to him by Carlos Jimenez, last night's starter. Corners playing up here for Bradenton, first and second, one out. Lomelli looks back at second, pitch to Del Rosario, low and outside with a breaking ball. Nice little sliding stop on the shin guards by Hendry, keeping it in front. Breeze picking up here at Lecom Park, pushing in from left field. Lomelli and the Marauders would love an infield ground ball here. The 1-0 pitch, Del Rosario takes outside, maybe a bit high, ball two. Sotolongo leads off second, Ferrer off of first. A check of second base by Lomelli, 2-0 pitches, swung on it, missed, strike one. A lot of big cuts by these Blue Jays hitters today. Well, for as big of a problem as the walks have caused, Marauders have racked up the strikeouts too. Today's starter Luis Peralta, career-high 9 strikeouts. As the 2-1 pitch comes, this one swung on, driven deep to left field. Long run for Romero, the left fielder. He stops shy of the track and makes the catch. Leader thought better of it. Romero with a good quick throw back in. Not out of the woods yet. Here's Dasan Brown, leadoff man who brings plenty of power to the table. First and second, two away. Dasan Brown, who homered last night, represents the tying run in the box for the Blue Jays. The pitch, Brown takes low and outside on the Lomelli breaking ball. Through 8 innings of work, entering this appearance for Lomelli, 15 strikeouts over 8 innings of work this season. Here's the 0-1, and this is low, ball one. It's been a solid professional debut season for Lomelli here in 22. ERA shrinking to 2.08 with those first two outs of the inning recorded. Next pitch is just outside, ball two. A walk and a single here in the inning. Adriel Soto Longo on second base. Jose Ferrer on first. The 2-1 pitch to Brown. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Shortstop Chang takes it. Glove flip to the second baseman Jarvis. Force play ends the inning. What a play by Sungche Chang. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's the Marauders 4, the Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Leacom Park, home of the defending league champs. Marauders lead the Blue Jays 4-1. Top of the order coming up for Bradenton, Sungche Chang. We'll get things going. He'll be followed by Jacob Gonzalez and Jace Bowen. Spencer Smith back with you from Leacom Park on a sunny afternoon here in Bradenton. Thank you for making us a part of your Wednesday. First pitch to Chang from left-hander Alvarado misses inside. Marauders chipping away with one-run innings throughout the afternoon. Wilhenis Alvarado, the windup in the 1-0. Chang swings and bounces one foul. Comes back up and hits his back while he's still in the box. The Marauders today, one run each in the second, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Blue Jays getting their only run across in the fourth inning. Alvarado, the motion and the toss. 1-1 swung on in line to left field and closing in on it quickly. Left fielder Martinez had him played perfectly. He makes the grab for the first out. Oh, don't let the 0-for-5 deceive you for Sungche Chang. That's the second time today that he's hit a ball right on the nose, only to have it end up right in a defender's glove. One away, base is empty for Jacob Gonzalez. Many of the kids who are here enjoyed the raucous energy and enthusiasm in the seating bowl while they were here. Here's Jacob Gonzalez taking inside ball one. Gonzalez 1-for-3, single in the third inning, also a walk in the fourth. The 1-0 delivery. Gonzalez swings and grounds it hard through the hole on the left side, a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Jacob Gonzalez, the hitting machine. That's his team-leading seventh multi-hit game of the season. And oh, by the way, he's only playing in his 15th game of the year. That brings up Jace Bowen, another man with multiple hits today. He's 3-for-4. Solo homer in the sixth inning. Alvarado, the lefty, fires. Bowen swings and bounces it foul over toward the Blue Jays dugout. Marauders pitching, plagued by walks quite a bit today, but they've been able to work into and out of danger, only allowing the one run over their first eight innings. The 0-1 to Bowen. Taking low. Ball one. The Marauders trying to start a new winning streak. Winning the series opener last night. Final score of 9-6. Alvarado set at the chest. The 1-1 pitch. Bowen thought about it. Takes a knee-high strike two. Jacob Gonzalez steps off first base into his lead as Bowen awaits the 1-2. Here it comes from the left-hander. Bowen takes up and away. Alexander Mojica on deck. Outfield straight away on the right-handed hitting Bowen. The 2-2 pitch. Bowen takes a backdoor breaking ball for strike three. So here is Alexander Mojica. Big right-handed slugger digs in. He is 0-for-4, trying to get back into the hit column. Pitch by Alvarado. Mojica swings ahead of the breaking ball and misses. Mojica went 0-for-5 last night, so he's on a little 0-for-9 slide at the plate. The 0-1, outside, ball one. Mojica almost had himself his third home run of the season. A couple of innings ago, drilled one deep down the left field line, but pulled it foul. 1-1 pitch. Mojica lays off low. No, take that. It's a strike two called to the knees, but the ball gets away from Ferrer. No advance from Gonzalez. And Alvarado ahead of ball and two strikes on Alexander Mojica. No action in the Marauders' bullpen, so it looks like it will be Carlos Lomeli back for a second inning of work to pitch the ninth. The 1-2 offering. Mojica swings and fouls it away on the ground. Mojica digs back in. Wilhenny Alvarado, the 1-2 again. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. There's a base hit into left center field. Jacob Gonzalez stops at second base on the Alexander Mojica single. So Mojica, his season now reaching base safely in 12 of his first 14 games. The Marauders lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the eighth, trying to add on to their three-run lead. Themselves some breathing room on the scoreboard. Lee Rodolfo Nolasco. First and second, two gone. Alvarado sets at the chest. Pitch to Nolasco. Taken low, ball one. Alexander Mojica on first base. Jacob Gonzalez, the lead man on second. Nolasco, a three hit night last night. He's 1-for-3 today. The 1-0. Up and away, ball two. Ferrer, a good job to corral that pitch. Two and 0 on Nolasco, who hails from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 20-year-old signed with the Pirates in 2018. The 2-0 offering misses low for ball three. Blue Jays looking for a shutdown inning here from Wilhenny Alvarado as the visitors try and keep themselves in this game. Nolasco awaits the 3-0 pitch. Here it comes from the left-hander. That is low and inside for ball four. The Marauders load the bases. Timeout called. The catcher, Jose Ferrer, is out for a mound visit. In the meantime, we have the chance to look at what else is going on in the Pirates organization today. Elsewhere, AAA Indianapolis Indians are visiting the Iowa Cubs. Indianapolis, by the way, last night came within 2 outs of their second no-hitter this season. A one-out single for the Iowa Cubs spoiled it. ND the Indians. Had four pitchers combined on that no-hit bid. Indians went on to win 4-0. That's three straight wins for the AAA squad. Right now, they're visiting Iowa again. Their series continues. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians lead the Cubs 1-0. Bottom of the fifth at AAA. Altoona Curve gets started later this inning, this evening rather. 6:35 start time against the Cleveland Guardians AA club. And meanwhile, a morning start time for High A Greensboro. We'll get to that in a little bit. Here's Juan Jerez, first and second, two away. The pitch, rather, bases loaded, two away. First pitch misses low to Jerez, ball one. Marauders with the bases full here in the eighth inning, leading by three, trying to play add-on. The 1-0 from Alvarado. Jerez takes strike one at the knees. Greensboro Grasshoppers, with their 11 a.m. start, are already done. They beat the Rome Braves 3-1. The 1-1 pitch. Jerez swings big and misses for strike two. Oh, he was going for it. At least one insurance run here will probably be pleasing for the Marauders. They will have at least a three-run advantage going to the ninth. Trying to take advantage of the bases-loaded spot here. The 1-2 pitch to Jerez is swung on and lifted down the right field line, out of play. For Greensboro today, Domingo Gonzalez, 2021 Marauder, 3 2/3 scoreless, although he got wild at times, allowed five walks while striking out five. Tyler Samaniego, one unearned run in relief. The 1-2 pitch again. Jerez takes low and inside. Offensively for Greensboro, no one big standout star, really. Dario Lopez with a double in that game for the Grasshoppers. Bases loaded. 2-2 to Jerez is swung on and fouled way off to the right. We'll see another. Henry Davis, designated hitter today at Greensboro, went 2-for-4 with a run batted in. He has an OPS of 1.015 to begin the season. Another 2-2 coming to Jerez with the bases full. Here's the pitch from the left-hander. Jerez swings and lines into third. That gets through the third baseman into left field. Four right behind him. Mojica scores. Throw into third base is not in time. Nolasco slides in safely. And into second base is Juan Jerez. Marauders add a pair of runs on that swing as Damiano Palmigiani couldn't handle that hot bouncer to the hot corner. And it appears as though that's been ruled a single. So Juan Jerez, a single, advancing to second on the throw from the outfield into third base. Juan Jerez with a two RBI game. Here's Wyatt Hendry, second and third, two gone. Hendry takes the first pitch low, ball one. Runners take their leads off second and third. Hendry awaits a 1-0 toss. And here it is. Hendry swings and socks it in the air down the right field line. Soto Longo moving over. Does he have room? No, he does not. That ball falls foul. And out of play. One and one the count. Hendry, one of the few remaining Marauders in the order today. Not to reach base safely yet. 0-for-4, reaching on an error in his last at bat. Alvarado is set. Left-hander is 1-1. Hendry looks at a ball just low, 2-1. Borderline pitch, almost got the zone. Rodolfo Nolasco on third, Juan Jerez on second base. Marauders up by five here in the eighth inning. The 2-1 pitch, Hendry swings and lifts it to left center. Left fielder Martinez moving in toward the gap. Center fielder Brown makes the call and the catch. Inning is over, but the Marauders add a pair on the Jerez 2-RBI single. We go to the ninth. Marauders lead by five here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union.
the first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carlos Lamelli is indeed back to pitch the ninth inning for the Marauders. He turned in a scoreless eighth inning, and so three outs to go for Bradenton for a second straight W. Here's Adrian Pinto. First pitch looking at a breaking ball for strike one. Marauders 6, Blue Jays 1 here at Leacom Park. Wednesday matinee, noon start time here on Education Day at Leacom. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball high and tight. Carlos Lamelli working around a walk and a single for a scoreless eighth inning. Third man out of the bullpen today for Bradenton. Pops into the zone for strike two on Pinto. Adrian Pinto playing in just his second game at single A. 1-for-4 with a bunt single in this one. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Chang behind the bag. Fields it. Sidearm throw to first is in time. Great play by Sung Jae Cheng. One gone here in the ninth inning. Not an easy play to make at all, as Cheng not only had to move far to his glove side, but also had to sort of round that one off and orient his body toward first base, which he did so smoothly. That brings up Jordan Groshans. Pitch by Lamelli. Breaking ball misses wide. Groshans 1-for-4, singled in the first inning. Since then, a line out to right field, pop out to short, and a strikeout. 1-0, breaking ball again, this time inside. Wind blowing across the field, left to right here in Bradenton as the 2-0 pitch arrives. That swung on and popped up back this way, headed toward the Fan Plaza. Lomelli, with those first four outs of his afternoon recorded, has shrunk that ERA down to 1.93. He's been good out of the bullpen. He sets and now delivers the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, foul the way to the right again. Base is empty with one out for the Blue Jays, who trail the Marauders 6-1 here in the ninth inning. Lomelli sets. 2-2 pitch coming. Groshans takes a breaking ball inside for ball three. The count full. Righty sets. Deals the 3-2. Groshans swings and misses. Strike three. Nasty stuff from Lomelli. Gets Groshans to chase, and they're two away. One out to go for the Marauders. As they look to climb into the double digits in the win column this afternoon. Reiner Nunez, the batter, he is 2-for-4. The pitch by Lomelli. Breaking ball is just outside ball one. 14 strikeouts racked up by Marauders pitching today. Actually make it 15 now with a strikeout of Groshans. The 1-0 pitch is inside, crowds him, and almost hits Nunez. 2-0 the count. Eight walks, however, has tied the the club's season high for walks allowed in a game. 2-0 pitches swung on and belted deep to left field. Romero back on the warning track at the wall, looking up, and this ball is gone. Reiner Nunez goes deep for the second time in this series and for his second straight game. And the Blue Jays back on the board. It's now a 6-2 ball game. That's the first home run allowed as a professional by Carlos Lomelli. Took 9 2/3 innings of work across 6 appearances before it happened. Done a good job of keeping the ball in the yard. Marauders, though, have that breathing room. Here's Gabriel Martinez. First pitch, misses high, ball one. Bradenton able to grab those two insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth. Two-run single by Juan Jerez. 1-0 pitch, Martinez lays off high. This game just over 2.5 hours old here at Lee Comp Park. Lomelli sets, kicks his leg, and fires the 2-0. That is outside for ball three. He'll try to battle back. Bradenton looking for that final out of the afternoon. 3-0 pitch from Lomelli, and he lost him. It's in the dirt for ball four. Ninth walk issued by Marauders pitching today. That is a new season high. Adriel Sotolongo is the next man to the dish. He has walked twice in this game. Has yet to record a hit this afternoon. First pitch from Lomelli. Swing and a foul back by Sotolongo. And rolls up the screen and is going to roll back down to the field. Marauders still lead 6-2 here at Lee Comp Park. Lead off first base by Gabriel Martinez. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to center field, fairly deep. Bowen back. He seems to have a beat on it. He stops and he makes the two-handed catch shy of the track. And the ball game is over. The Marauders win it. 6-2, your final score here on Education Day at Lee Comp Park. And the Marauders win back-to-back contests. So an Education Day crowd here at Lee Comp Park goes home happy on this Wednesday afternoon. And the Marauders celebrate their second straight victory. Game well played by the home team here as they take the first two of the series from the Blue Jays. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee Comp Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lee Comp Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you from the broadcast booth. A 6-2 win for the Marauders today over the Dunedin Blue Jays here on Education Day on this sunny Wednesday afternoon. Here's how today's game went down. After neither team scored in the first inning, bottom of the second, the Marauders got busy. Juan Jerez led off the inning with a double to right field. He would come around to score on a Mike Jarvis RBI single into right field. The Blue Jays tied the score in the top of the fourth inning, getting a bases-loaded walk by Angel Del Rosario against reliever Dante Mendoza, who inherited a bases-loaded situation from starter Luis Peralta. However, Mendoza went on to strike out the next batter, ending the inning, leaving the bases full, and keeping the score tied at 1-1. Marauders retook the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning on an RBI infield single by Jace Bowen, scoring Mike Jarvis, who had tripled earlier in that inning. Marauders went on to add on more runs in the fifth and sixth innings. Fifth inning, they got an RBI double from Randy Romero. Sixth inning, a solo shot by Jace Bowen. And after neither team scored again in the seventh inning, bottom of the eighth, the Marauders tacked on two runs on a two-run single by Juan Jerez. And in the top of the ninth, the final run of the game came home, that coming on a Reiner Nunez solo homer for the Blue Jays. And Carlos Lomeli locks it down the rest of the way. Here are the happy totals in this game for the Blue Jays. Two runs, seven hits, two errors. They left 13 men on runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 13 men on base as well. Dante Mendoza gets the win in relief for Bradenton. He moves to 3-1 on the season. The loss goes to Yonatan Bernal, starter for the Blue Jays, allowed three runs on nine hits over five innings of work. He drops to 0-2. Carlos Lomeli earns his second career save by working the final two innings in today's game. Time of game, 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,155. Here on Education Day at Lecom, it was 82 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Blue Jays dropped to 6-11 on the season. With their win, the Marauders improved to 10-7, keeping pace with those first-place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll name the Marauders Player of the Game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show here at Lecom Park. It's time to name our Marauders Player of the Game, and today those honors go to Jace Bowen. 3-for-4 the order. He hit his team-leading fifth home run of the season in the sixth inning, a solo blast onto the boardwalk in right field. Those five home runs also put him into a tie for the Florida State League lead. Jace Bowen with his 3-for-5 day at the plate and two RBI game, as well as his solid play in center field. Bowen is today's Marauders Player of the Game. We turn our attention now to tomorrow's game, back to the regular 6:30 p.m. start time for Game 3 of the series. The Marauders go for their third consecutive win. They'll face the Blue Jays. Right-hander Valentin Linares will start for the Marauders, trying to get his season back on track as it has been a rocky start for the right-hander from the Dominican. He will be opposed by a yet-to-be-announced starter for the Blue Jays. Again, first pitch 6:30, gates open at 5:30 p.m. Here at Lecom Park, we'll be on the air at 6:15 p.m. for pregame coverage. And we hope you can join us. If you're still wanting to come out to the ballpark tomorrow, tickets are available online at BradentonMarauders.com. It's a thirsty Thursday, by the way, as all fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. So once again, here on Education Day at Lecom Park, the Marauders beat the Dunedin Blue Jays 6-2. That's a wrap for us today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lecom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.